This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. There's a campaign that begins later this week that's called Burritos for Burnout. And I love the name. And it's a way to show gratitude and support to the frontline and healthcare workers that have been working tirelessly through this pandemic. And it was an idea that was started by a local Jefferson City business owner. And now they've partnered with the Department of Mental Health. And joining us from the Department of Mental Health is their Crisis Counseling Program Project Director, Alyssa Backus. Alyssa, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about Burritos for Burnout and how the Department of Mental Health and Show Me Hope got involved.
And how it all came about, though, really, was, as we all know, healthcare workers across the country have been and are continuing to experience burnout, many working overtime due to staff shortages or just an influx of patients to care for. You know, it's pulling them away from their families, having to work that overtime, and it's not allowing for time for their own self-care. It's crucial that we provide resources to help our healthcare workers cope with the mental health impact that this is having on them. And that's where Show Me Hope program kind of came into play. When we found this Facebook posting, Amanda Jensen with La Chica Loca, a local restaurant in Jefferson City, who started up sort of a give back initiative, what she's calling Burritos for Burnout. On their menu, they have burritos. And so she came up with Burritos for Burnout. We fell in love with the idea and immediately wanted to partner with them somehow. So the Show Me Hope, what the Show Me Hope program is we have counselors that are based in the local community across the state of Missouri, available to teach coping skills and stress management skills to anyone dealing with anxiety or uncertainty caused by an event. In this particular case, we're running the Show Me Hope program for the COVID-19 pandemic. This began back in March of 2020 when the pandemic started. Again, we found this Facebook post that Amanda had posted and wanted to partner with them somehow. The idea is how we can partner, Show Me Hope can partner with Amanda and potentially other businesses is when she delivers her burritos on February 3rd, and I think she'll explain more about this. Show Me Hope, I think, will want to provide some sort of our resources. Resource material and contact info on how the Show Me Hope program can help these healthcare workers deal with these difficult times. We have attempted, our crisis counselors at the local level have attempted to do so. That's just being an added step. So with each burrito, I think we're going to have maybe some coloring books or coloring pages and then some other resource materials, stress management tips that they can have with each burrito.
Alyssa Backus is the Crisis Counseling Program Project Director with the Department of Mental Health. What a great idea. And we're going to have Amanda on with us here in just a couple of minutes. And as we've gotten into this pandemic, what have the numbers been in terms of frontline workers that have needed help just with the strain that they have been under?
Almost every single one. Any hospital you go, that is taking COVID patients in, and any patient really, but taking those added COVID patients into the ER, the actual COVID units in the hospitals, the ICUs who are seeing an immense number of COVID patients on top of others that are needing intensive level care, other departments throughout the hospital that are being pulled away. Like, you know, we've seen numerous times throughout the pandemic that hospitals are having to close other departments or no longer doing elective surgeries because their staff is needed to go to those COVID units, go to help in the ER, go help in the ICU. There's just so many nursing shortages, like there's staffing shortages. Every department in the hospital setting, even doctor's offices, urgent cares, other clinics, all of them are being affected by this. That's what's so important, is that there is a large population of healthcare workers, healthcare professionals, doctors that are impacted by this and that are needing our help.
And so, Alyssa, from a personal experience in dealing with this for the last year and a half or two, when you see these programs and ideas like Burrito for Burnout, What impact does that have, the positive impact does that have on frontline workers, say?
Well, we all know that we can't all take the place of a healthcare worker. It's not that easy. Of course, they want time off. We feel that acts of kindness like this can go a long way. One simple thing, one $5 Grubhub meal or a $5 Starbucks coffee or Dunkin' coffee or whatever it is, every little thing can help. Kind of boost their self-esteem, help them to keep going, help them feel appreciated from their local community members.
Just to know that they're not alone out there and we are thinking of them.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring Amanda in here, like I said, in just a couple of minutes. Alyssa, it sounds like you're under the weather. You're fighting some stuff too. I really appreciate you taking time to talk about your involvement. Anything else that you would like to add? I don't want to keep you much longer.
Yeah. So with Amanda's idea of Burritos for Burnout, we'd also like to challenge other businesses across the state to kind of adopt this initiative, if you will, to give back to their communities, particularly to our healthcare workers who are knee deep in the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as teachers and other school staff and faculty. We think this is a great opportunity for local businesses to get promotion, as well as spreading some love and kindness through food or whatever else the business can offer. Show Me Hope would like to keep track of businesses that are participating, like the Burritos for Burnout initiative, and post and share these amazing stories of kindness and love to our social media platforms. If you guys are needing more information about the crisis counseling services, please go to our website at mushowmehope.org, or we're on Facebook, Missouri Show Me Hope Crisis Counseling Program, or you can find us on Twitter at mushowmehope.
And that would be great for not only businesses, but then people that are looking for your services as well.
Absolutely.
Alyssa Backus, I hope you feel well. Get better soon.
My hopes as well. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. That's Alyssa Backus, Crisis Counseling Program Project Director with the Department of Mental Health. Now I want to bring in Amanda Jensen, the owner of La Chica Loca in Jefferson City. Amanda, how did this all come about, Burritos for Burnout? And it has a personal meaning for you as well, doesn't it?
Sure. So my husband and I work together, and Chef, as I refer to him often, are coming up on the 1-year anniversary of our daughter losing her life. She had a long illness with fictitious disorder. It's a serious mental disorder where the individual makes themselves sick or self-harms. In the last couple of years, she spent more days in the hospital than not. Last Saturday, I realized that it was the last day that she ever went to the ER. Instead of getting lost in my grief, I decided to make some extra food and bring it to the ERs, because these are the people who tried to help her so desperately. We dropped off the food and we received some notes of thanks back. It really got me ruminating on how exhausted and burned out our local healthcare workers must be. And I wanted to find a way that I could do something more than like I myself was able to do alone. Because when you think about the last 2 years of COVID, how overworked and understaffed, and regardless of their own personal struggles, they show up every single day to serve our community and care for our loved ones. So I wanted to do something to help them, but I wasn't necessarily in a position by myself to do something as big as I wanted it to be. So that's how we came up with the idea for Burritos for Burnout. Because at La Chica, we believe that food is love, especially burritos. And I think that a lot of us out there, you know, have experienced something really painful in our lives. And we have an innate understanding of how difficult it can be. And people want to help. They just don't know how. And so this provided a way for anyone, you know, to buy a burrito or 20 burritos. And they knew that it would go directly to the healthcare workers.
So you had customers help out, and then the Department of Mental Health and Show Me Hope and Alyssa comes along. And did you expect it to get this popular and this big? And I know you want it to get even bigger, and we'll talk about how people can still donate before you go out again on your next run later this week. But is it kind of passing your expectations so far?
I don't think I had any great expectation for the number. I just knew that whatever we could do would be a great help to the people who received them. I'm really super excited how far we've gotten with it. We're up to 221 burritos as of today, which is will feed, you know, the ERs, the COVID wards, the ICU, where a lot of COVID patients are. And we're just going to continue to kind of go down the list of the staff members most affected as we continue to get in the donations.
What hospitals are you going to reach out to?
Sure. So locally in Jefferson City, we have St. Mary's and Capital Region. And so those are the two that we're focused on right now.
And then, of course, we heard Alyssa earlier challenging and asking other businesses and try to do this around the state as well, which is a great idea. Burritos for Burnout, that's the campaign. Amanda Jensen is the co-owner of La Chica Loca in Jefferson City. Now, have you made other stops or February 3rd? Is this the first time you're doing it?
This is the first time that we're doing Burritos for Burnout campaign. Being a member of the community and having a restaurant and the ability to feed people, we do our best to try to work within the community in a lot of different ways. But this will be the first time. And I do want to say what is super exciting is that even though this, you know, started out as a really small idea, all of these people have come to meet me and help with it. So, of course, the Department of Mental Health has been a great partner, but we also have a partner called My Fair Ellie. Cassandra Huckabee is a local proprietor, and she makes like employment badge reels and little buddies that you sometimes see nurses have. And she too is donating badges and a bunch of buddies with the burritos. So when we come to bring the burritos, we'll not only have the burritos and the information from the crisis counseling program and the Show Me Help program, but we'll also have all these great little badges and buddies that will hopefully, you know, add a little bit of happiness to the moment.
What kind of reception do you expect on the 3rd and maybe even the 4th? It might take you a couple days to do this when you're handing out burritos to frontline workers. What do you expect the reaction to be?
I think that anybody who sees a La Chica burrito gets pretty excited.
I would agree with that.
A lot of love into our food, a lot of love into our food. And so, but you know, the burrito doesn't represent just a hot meal. You know, it's my hope that they'll have a minute to sit down with that burrito, because I think they're being worked so hard that a lot of times they don't even get a break. And it isn't necessarily the burrito or the amazing badges or the opportunity to have some help with anxiety and counseling. It's just the act of kindness of having someone think about you or your community thanking you. That's what it's all about. It's about showing these workers that we are so grateful for what they're doing.
Amanda Jensen, the owner of La Chica Loca, Burritos for Burnout campaign starting later this week, and you have an opportunity to donate. How can people help you out and purchase some burritos for frontline workers?
Yeah, they can just go to our website, lachicalocajc.com, and right in the navigation bar, there's a page for Burritos to Burnout, and you can order burritos there.
Real easy. It's a simple website to navigate. Amanda, anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say that I'm really grateful for the opportunity of this platform, and I hope that other businesses around the state take Alyssa up on her challenge to try to do more for the people who are working so hard to keep our community in good health.
We need to get you delivering burritos all across the state. That's the next. We'll keep you really busy. Amanda Jensen from La Chica Loca, great work and best of luck. And I know you'll be busy for the next couple days, but that's a good busy. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. And remember, gratitude is best served with a side of salsa.
I love it. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.